From KCRW and KCRW.com, I'm Bob Carlson, and this is Unfictional. Unfictional is KCRW's program of stories and original documentaries. It's a part of KCRW's Independent Producer Project, a laboratory for independent radio producers, writers, and performers. And today on the program, the pounding, slugging, rocking, and rolling world of women's roller derby. It started in the U.S., but leagues are booming in England, too. On KCRW's Unfictional, this is Roller Girls.
I don't know why, but my heart always races right before the first scrimmage. It's not even a game, but it goes... All right, that's us, guys. Tammy, don't forget it's okay to hit the other jammer sometimes. Go, 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 go!
Where is the jammer?
There's some sort of bliss that I find in roller derby.
I want to see them.
It's just fun. There's this joyful yet violent aspect to it. It really is a way of life, whether you want it to be or not.
Did it hit him in the face? I'm sorry, that's not funny. That's not funny.
Oh! The hits are so hard, like you can feel it vibrating through the floor sometimes.
I love it when people do these really dramatic, huge falls and then everyone kind of goes... It's like a moment of sort of fear.
Are you all right?
And then they just bounce up and everyone's like, yeah, get back on, killer!
Go, Tammy, go, 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 go!
We've been prepared to trade!
Somebody get on scene!
Hey, sugar, we got sugar, we got sugar, we got sugar, we got sugar.
Get to the front of the pack, ladies!
No sugar!
Oh man, that hurt me as well. I think I just broke a rib.
Oh gosh. I used to do this all the time. I used to describe roller derby all the time because nobody knew what it was. And now so many more people know what it is. So it's, I haven't had to do it in a while. But basically you have an oval track and you have two teams of girls. Four of them are blockers. And both of those teams get on the track together and line up in this kind of clump. And then you have two girls, one from each team, lining up about 30 feet behind them. And they're wearing a helmet with a star on it. And they're the ones scoring points. And the girls with the stars have to race through the pack of the blockers and get through. And then lap them and come through again and try to get points. And they get 1 point for each opposing blocker that they pass. But while they're trying to do this to get through first and for all the point passes, there are girls on their team trying to help them while girls on the other team try to stop them. So there's a lot of hitting each other, skating in front of each other really slowly, knocking each other about, trying to give each other pushes to make them go faster, trying to distract players off of your point scorer, trying to stop the other point scorer from getting past you, and it can become mayhem, but in a really fun way.
Well, do you want to go for me again?
Why not?
I think I tried to leap at you more than, like...
My name's Hannah, and we're sitting in my room in Caledonian Road opposite Pentonville Prison. It's very glamorous. Well, I'm in the recreational league of the London Roller Girls. We practice once a week in South Bermondsey. It's the first time London Roller Girls have done kind of a recreational league. We just go each week and we practice, and then at the end of the session, well, after an hour, we then scrimmage and we actually play or try to play a game of roller derby against each other, and with the idea of eventually kind of hopefully getting into the main league.
You had her!
My name is Auntie Terror. I skate with the London Roller Girls. My real name is Erin Healy. My name, I chose it. It was the first one that I thought of. I was thinking of George Bush and how he says Annie Terror. It takes people a while to get it over here because they say auntie instead of auntie. So Northerners get it and Americans get it. I quite like it because it's just funny and it's kind of neat, and it could make you feel tougher, I guess, if you wanted to, or if you wanted to just have a different side to yourself and name it. But I know for some people it helps them break the mold of what they are during the day.
The names register. Two Evils is where the Roller Girls, we all register. Well, you don't have to register your name, but it's kind of like a gentleman's agreement. You know, you kind of go, well, if somebody else is using the name that you've come up with, you kind of go, well, I'll come up with a new one. I hate the names register because I've lost so many good names to the names register. So I can see if there's any that catch my eye here. Beauty School Knockout. I think there's a Polly Rocket somewhere. Tequila Mockingbird. Oh, there's also, there's Sylvia Rath. Cilla Block. Genius. Well done, Cilla Block. That's a great name.
Okay, so my name's Katie Perrell.
I'm skating under Venus Diablo.
I skate under Vital Sadistic.
Well, I spent a long time agonising over my roller girl name, and I actually came about it through this really hippie way, which I wasn't expecting, when my friend's girlfriend was, why don't you think about your star sign?
I'm Erin Nobra.
I'm Maybe Twisted.
Tammy Dodger, I think I am this evening.
I'm Dr. Farrell from the London Roller Girls.
Well, I'm a Leo, and I already sort of thought of, like, lion and, like, roar, and although I did think of Raw Heidi, and then she was like, that's great! Actually, when I said it out loud, it does sound quite good.
I was going to be Hannah Von Slammer, and then I decided, well, that sounds really awful for a start, and I don't want to have my own name in it, because on the track you're almost a completely different person. You've got your own kind of self, who you are at work and at home and with all your friends, and then when you're going on the track and you're kind of taking pleasure in being able to hit someone to the floor, it kind of would seem a bit weird, because I'm not a violent person at all.
I think the kind of themes and aesthetics and sort of dramatic part of roller derby is really important. It sets it apart from any other sport. I think in some way, actually, it almost feminizes it in a way that something like WWF is very masculine in its sort of drama and costumes and audience participation. But I think that the drama of roller derby is intrinsic to the importance of the sport. I think that the women and the girls who are involved in it want to be something different on the track. They want to be something exciting. They want to be something apart from normal humdrum life.
There's a lot of roller derby instructional videos. You've got Bonnie Destroyer, who's a really, really amazing skater, who was with the San Diego Derby Dolls and isn't anymore. She kind of goes around coaching all over the world. And there's a lot of instructional videos from her. This one is called Breaking Down Sideways Skating.
Okay, so sideways skating in and of itself is not that important to roller derby, but...
And I'm really glad it's not important, because I can't do it. It's like ballet dancers when they do that kind of crouchy thing where they put their feet sideways. Plié is the word. It's like plié.
There's a lot of poise and balance and elegance, and in the same way that sometimes if you watch athletics, it just looks beautiful, and that Chariots of Fire sort of... Is that the right film? Where they all look in slow-mo and they look really beautiful.
Crazy turnaround blocks, crazy pirouettes, whipping people around, jumping over people.
Oh, gosh. One of my teammates, Axis of Yvonne, is great for doing these moves where she kind of defies gravity.
Wow. That's amazing.
Everyone has started describing it as her Matrix moves, because she does this crazy bend back and roll around sort of thing.
It is quite graceful and beautiful to watch.
I was like a ballerina.
We do have a figure skater, a couple of ex-figure skaters, I think, now. You know, you see them doing these kind of amazing things on the track. They sort of bring this element of dance into this tough contact sport.
Something that I cannot do, that I love to see, is when a jammer will jump the apex of the turn and pass several people from the opposing team while she's in the air.
Even though you've got some big bruiser coming up to knock you off the track, you can jump out of the way and
she can score, you know, 3 or 4 points while she's in the air.
Bay City Bombers.
First thing you need to know is this is not your parents' roller derby.
Okay, so this is a bit of... It looks like it's a bit like the evolution of roller derby and how in the 1970s it was very much like fighting, punching, like full-on fights on the track.
Well, I mean, I'm not an expert on the kind of history of roller derby by any means because I've really only been following it for kind of the past 2 years, maybe, year and a half. It started getting really big in the 1970s and it was all over the TV in America. I'm not sure if it was big over here then.
Okay, so they're properly fighting. The Western versus Carvalho. Now, I can see why this would be really exciting, but, I mean, she's kneeing her and punching her in the face. Whether or not they're really proper punches. I mean, they do look like proper punches. Okay, she just punched a ref.
You're not allowed to trip them. You're not allowed to elbow them. You're not allowed to shove them. You're not allowed to clothesline them. You can't punch them in the face. You can't kick them in the shins. You can't headbutt them. You can't be nasty, basically.
Well, in order to be a WFTDA sanctioned bout, which is what we are part of, the Women's Flat Track Derby Association, and therefore we abide by all of their rules for sanctioned bouts, you do need to have a paramedic or EMT, I think they call it, on standby, and they are actually unfortunately used more than we'd like. I can't recall a really serious injury in about, actually that's not true, the first bout I ever went to, which was in December in 2007, there was a really really bad ankle break where basically you could sort of see her skate kind of hanging off the end of her leg, and it was pretty awful. But that was the first bout I ever went to, and despite all that, I was still like, yeah, I want to get on the track. And also she was a real trooper about it. I mean, that was a really bad break. But, you know, I think it's important to stress that in any contact sport there will be injuries like this. It's the same in rugby, it's the same in American football, where you're hitting other people with the full force of your body. There's going to be accidents, but, you know, safety is paramount for us as well.
Legal ways to stop someone. You can knock someone over. You can hit them in legal target zones, which are shoulder to mid-thigh and in the torso, in the front of the torso, but not in the back. So you can give them a couple of knocks. There's more not legal ways to do it than there are legal.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with the sweet and girlish gait.
Okay, she's out.
My hips kind of swivelly and swirly. I adore being dressed in something frilly.
Offense, ladies,
when
offense.
My date comes to get me at my place.
Hit her out!
Out I go with my George on a billy.
It's like the basketball players. Men, fire!
Whoa, holy mullet, Batman. Is it really? Oh, no, it's not. It's just... You have hockey hair, girl.
When I have a brand new hairdo and my future, I hope.
Can you do safety today or no? Okay. I'll be around too, just in case, but
all the ice packs are in the, they should be in the front pouch. If we need any more, Sin's got some in her car, and there should be plasters and stuff.
Every time I do safety, I get injured.
No one's going to get injured today because everybody's going to be awesome. No, nobody can get injured today.
So I've got my mouth guard in here with its awesome shark teeth and knee gaskets. And then I've got my really hardcore knee pads there. And then I've got my elbow pads as well, hard shell. And then my wrist guards, which are also hard shell, but they're kind of ripping, so I'm hoping they last one more bout. What else is in my crazy bag? Paracetamol, ibuprofen, lip balm, blister pads, and I think that's it.
Don't forget to put your helmet back on, Roll. Hey, head of safety, I'm trying to make sure you don't forget. Safety first.
And then these are my skates. So they're a Rydell 265 boot, which doesn't mean anything to anyone, but it's a skate boot that's designed specifically for derby. And then these are my plates with their cool, awesome trucks that help me turn better, and my nice wheels that help me stop better. And there, that's the Velcro ripping and the... Well, my wheels don't make any noise. Those are my wheels.
There's a magazine called 5 on 5, which is a roller derby magazine. And it's basically just full of advice on, like, how to set up a roller derby league and kind of a mission statement for your league and what makes a great website. Understanding soft tissue injuries. I'm sure there's one in here about junior derby, which is for the little ones. There. This photo, it looks like they're probably about 7 years old. There's this generation of kids who are growing up playing roller derby, and in 10 years' time, they're going to be amazing if they stick with it. There's one girl who's a jammer here, and the fierceness on her face is pretty incredible. She's got some great war paint on. And there's another girl who looks really, really, really angry that she's let her go by. She's like, no, let you go. If I ever have kids, I'm totally letting them play roller derby.
My first practice was so long ago now, and it was actually kind of funny because I'd skated as a kid, and it'd been about 10 years since I was on roller skates, save for maybe once or twice a year when I'd roller skate. And I don't remember being completely rubbish when I skated those one or two times a year. So I kind of expected that I would pick it up a lot quicker than I did. So I was surprised at the amount of falling over I did at my first session, because I was like, wait, I kind of knew how to skate already. When I used to skate as a kid, it was definitely roller disco. It was Friday night, and all of the local teenagers, I realize now, in order to go scam on each other at the roller rink, would bring their little brothers and sisters, you know, and the parents were like, ooh, they're all hanging out as kids. But really, all the teenagers would go to make out and snog with each other in the corner, and all the kids would skate around in the roller disco. And the Shimlewski brothers, Dwayne and Jimmy, were older, and they would always volunteer to take all of the younger kids in the neighborhood. I just remember Jimmy Chmielewski would come to my house every Friday to pick me up. You know, there was those other girls that he would talk to, but really he was taking me.
I feel like me, little old Hannah Harding, kind of was really meek and quite quiet at school and, you know, not very popular. And then you grow up and you start exploring and doing all these new things. And it's, I feel like it's kind of taking away from all the kind of the hang-ups that I had of my youth, and like being able to go, hey, this is me and this is what I do now. And I'm going to hit you and knock you down, and you're going to have to get up again and get past me again, and I'm just going to hit you again.
It isn't about being butch in a, or being feminine. Like, it's not about being so strong. I don't know how to describe it, but it's not, it's different than just being a girl trying to be tough in a masculine way.
I am just going to, you know, get my face ready a bit. A little foundation, a little concealer, a little mascara, and a little war paint. Just kind of some silvery gray war paint, since that's one of my team's colors. So just take a little silver paint and under the eye. Pretty simple.
I think women can be aggressive in different ways than men, but it quite often seems that with male sport, getting aggressive quite quickly becomes kind of malicious. And that's why it seems violent to me. It like seems like it starts to be about hurting the other person rather than gaining the advantage over the other person. Whereas with roller derby, I don't feel like I'm out there skating against people who are maliciously trying to
hurt me. They're just trying to gain the advantage for their team. So it doesn't seem violent, but it is still strong and quite tough. And when I was growing up, girls are told to behave, you know, a certain way or play certain sports. I'm thankful that my parents never really pushed that too terribly much with me. But girls go to ballet class while guys go to football, or girls go to, you know, horse riding and guys go play rugby or whatever other little thing it is like that. And you kind of get assigned these gender roles. And sometimes I think to the detriment maybe of girls and boys. So it is nice to have something that you can just, you know, you can be totally different than what people expect you to be.
Watch out.
Yeah, so I've gotten penalties before for swearing.
See, I got blocked again! If you get blocked out, it's not a...
You're not supposed to swear at your opponents, you're not supposed to swear at the refs, you're not supposed to repeatedly swear at anyone.
She hit me! I didn't hit her. She hit me. She hit me.
And I have on several occasions in both practice and scrimmage time, not in a bout yet, I won't ever do it in a bout. Let me rephrase that.
Can you find out what's going on with the blocking out of bounds? Because I got called for, well, the penalties. I got called for skating out of bounds when I was hit out of bounds. I just got called for blocking out of bounds when someone hit me.
For swearing at opponents and at the refs and getting a bit too heated up for my own good and effing and blinding all over the place.
But she hit me. I didn't counter block. Newt!
You can't even swear at yourself, I think, because there have been times that I've called myself names, but I guess it appears that I'm calling someone else names.
I'm keeping it as clean as I can. I haven't said the F word anywhere near as much as I usually do.
I'm just thinking, Tara's been really quiet today.
I hated my last job is quite a strong word, but I definitely did. And I do wonder that if I wasn't doing roller derby, if I'd still be doing it. I think it definitely gave me the confidence to change my outlook on life. I mean, I was on fairly good money and it was all right, but it made me miserable. So I think I was doing this sport, which made me think, well, you know what? If you're crying regularly in the loo at work, this isn't good for you. So don't just sit about moping about it. Like, go out and do something.
Well, before roller derby, I was just really, there was a lot of anger and a lot of depression. Yeah, I didn't have an outlet before. I mean, I guess it was like I'd shout at people or I'd throw things or I'd get really angry or I'd have a fight with my partner or I'd just be horrible and in a bad mood or I'd take it out of myself or any number of ways that people have to deal with anger or aggression.
And I started volunteering at a charity and then kind of luckily for me, I know it's not lucky for most people, but I was able to take voluntary redundancy. I kind of was volunteering at the charity and a job came up and I got that job. So in the period of a year, I've gone from having a job that I really didn't like at all to having a job that I love. And I've got a whole new set of friends. I'm definitely happier. And I think if you asked any of my friends, they'd probably say the same thing. So yeah, it's definitely changed my life. God, sounds really cheesy.
Over the course of playing roller derby and having that as an outlet, it just happened that the other stuff fell into place. Even a punching bag, even if you're not playing roller derby, I think something can be said for having a punching bag to just rage on. And I think it's helpful because when you have that and you know you have it, you don't necessarily need to release it in all of these other ways. So all of this stress or whatever that you're building up, you can release in a way that's fun and healthy for you and, you know, hopefully helps your team.
Yeah. Ooh. I'd love to be in the main league.
Sorry.
Yeah. In a year, that is where I would see myself, I hope.
Go on, go on, go on, go on, go.
Whenever they decide that I'm ready.
Can I hit you?
Yeah, got me on the outside?
Yeah.
In a year, if you ask me where I want to be, I've no idea what my answer would be. If I'm bouting publicly and I've got my name and I have a nice uniform of any particular colour, don't care which, that would be great.
about day is insane. It's like the best day of the whole year until the next one.
Watching roller derby is, of course, thirsty work, so you've still got 5 minutes to get yourself a beer at the bar.
Quick announcement on behalf of Grievous Bodily Charm. She says, if you're a suffragette and you're not at the bench, get yourself here now. She said it a bit nicer than that, but I thought I'd make it out that she was quite mean.
Not much nicer, I can tell you.
When I'm sitting and waiting to skate, I often feel like I'm about to throw up at any minute. I get really nervous. I think I'm going to forget how to skate. I worry about falling over during the skate out.
Only a few minutes to go until the teams take to the track.
And then I'm like, oh my God, is it going to start yet? Is it going to start yet? And it just keeps going until I reach a point where I'm like, I'm going to die if it doesn't start soon.
That's it. That's the signal.
And then it usually does.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what's coming.
So I've never completely cracked up, but it's been close.
Let's play.
Ultraviolet Ben screaming, kill, kill, kill. Nice and slow.
Does anybody remember the streaker? Raise your hands. Yes. I don't know. Is the streaker here? If you are, we're kicking you out, so don't raise your hand.
Oh. That's gonna hurt.
Are you all right?
Oh, is that another...
Do you want a nice pack for your vagina? Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, spread them. Get up here!
Roller Girls was produced by Eleanor McDowell, and it was a Falling Tree production for BBC Radio 4.
Go, 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 Crucial! Yeah!
That's it?
That felt good. Can we talk about it?
I'm Bob Carlson, producer of Unfictional. It's a part of KCRW's independent producer project. The editor of the program is Jacob Conrad. The music supervisor is Dan Wilcox. Thanks to the Annenberg Foundation, the Goldhirsch Foundation, and the Roth Family Foundation for their support of the independent producer project and Unfictional. You can find past episodes at our website, kcrw.com/unfictional. And while you're there, you can leave a comment and become a fan of the program on Facebook. You can podcast the show either at the website or at iTunes, or listen on demand with one of KCRW's smartphone apps. And if you do like the program, please tell your friends about it or leave a review on iTunes. I'm Bob Carlson, and however you choose to listen, I hope you'll join me next time for Unfictional on KCRW and KCRW.com.